And Croucher at the Dartford versus Woking game, sending you, hopefully, if the battery hangs on, some Gary Hill from the game today. Press the right button. Coming down the line for you very shortly. Here we go.
Bit of edge of the seat stuff at the end there, wasn't it?
Mate, that would work a bit. Could have been five up, mate, out of sight. Put our feet up and in the end, now threw the game away.
So what was your overall verdict on the performance then?
Oh, you have to look at the... You know, you could see why we're top of the league first half. You know, let's be honest, I think they had one shot in the first half, which Aaron L made a very important save at 2-0, but we could have been four or five up first half. It was all one-way traffic, cruising the game. And you can't turn around and take things for granted in any way or form. I know, you know, Dartford management team wasn't happy with their first half, but they weren't allowed. Like, you know, we played some great stuff. We punished them on two great set plays, two very good quality goals. And we put ourselves in a very strong position. But, you know, any level of football you play at, you can't turn around and turn off and turn on when you want, because we've now thrown the game away. And being fair, credit to them, they've got back in the game, they've got a goal and back in the game, they've got a little bit of belief and confidence out of it, and we're hanging on. We are hanging on. And we've got a lovely third goal, which has eased it, and then we've given another opportunity. And, you know, hey, you turn around when you're a manager of a team which turned around and took 52 points out of 63 and you're not happy with 90 minutes tonight. But they're a good side. They're a good side. They've gone out there tonight. They've had one or two injuries beforehand. I know they're a little bit thin. It's an hard place to come. We're pleased to win the game. But disappointed with our second half. There's no secret about that.
Yeah, what changed second half, do you think?
Didn't work hard enough. Didn't work hard enough. You've got to work hard. At the highest level, you have to work hard. Whatever club you're at, you have to work hard. You have to keep your shape and work hard, and then you hope the quality comes through.
Mm. The substitution seems to fragment things, especially the loss of Mark.
It's a bad tackle. No, I can't believe how the boys stayed on the field to play, to be honest with you. You can see it from here, but like, I know the ref weren't very tall, about 4'8", so whether he couldn't see over everyone's head, I don't know. But it's a bad tackle. And I don't have to see anybody get sent off. He's going to go to hospital now for an x-ray. And, of course, he's a big player for us, and we've lost him there, but you know, we have to get on with that.
What's he done? Is it his ankle?
Yeah, he's got, like, until it's, you know, diagnosed what it is, we go from there. Like, you know, but he's going to hospital now.
In terms of the positives that you take out of the game, I thought up top, Hammond Gray and Adamola worked their socks off and really combined well.
You've got to do it. That's when the quality, that's when the movement can't, you know, the back line were frightened of them first half. You know, the movement was too much for them to handle, and we've got the two goals on good set plays, and you can see that. But you have to turn around and take your praise, and you have to turn around and say, yeah, that's the way you want to play. And then you have to look at the other half, and the second half wasn't good enough. It was a game, if we'd have went away from here tonight,